Hello, this is Rabbi Mordechai Fleischer of the Denver Community Kollel, bringing you this week's Torah on the Parsha. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Vayikra, begins a new Sefer, a new book of the Torah, the book of Vayikra, and the Parsha focuses on a number of the different karbanos, the different sacrifices that a person can bring. Our sages teach in the context of karbanos, of offerings, that while you have rich people, wealthy people, who bring fattened cows and oxen as offerings that are very large and conspicuous, as opposed to a poor person who might bring a mere bird or even a meal offering of flour, a korban mincha, which seems to be very insignificant and unimportant, our sages teach us that they are equally valuable before the eyes of Hashem, because we have an idea of echra marba vechra mamit, uvilvad shechavin liba lashemayim, that both the one who does a lot and the one who does a little are equal as long as he focuses his intention towards Hashem, towards heaven. There's a basic question we can ask over here, and this question is asked by the Taz, Rabbi David Halevi Siegel, who was one of the great halachic authorities, lived during the 17th century, was alive during the terrible Khmelnytsky massacres, the Cossack massacres of the mid-1600s. And he wonders and he says, very nice that both the poor person and the rich person, as long as they focus their intentions towards heaven, he says, but at the end of the day, if both the wealthy person bringing a fattened animal, a very nice sacrifice, offering, and the poor person bringing a rather seemingly financially insignificant offering, at the end of the day, if both of them have the right intentions, he asks, then the wealthy person is better off because he has both the right intentions and he is focusing his intention towards heaven. So he has the best of both worlds. Why is that not better? That is his question. The Sfas answers this question based on a parable given by his grandfather, the Chedushi Harim, the founder of Ger Chasidus. And the Sfas explains that his grandfather said the following parable, and he said that two people had to come to a certain place, and one of them came immediately, and the other one encountered some difficulties along the way and some challenges, and he arrived late. And when he arrived, the people asked him and said, what took you so long to get here? And he said, what does it really matter? The point is that I got here. I had to get here, and I arrived. Apparently, his lateness didn't impinge on the fact that he had to arrive there. He arrived there on time for whatever he had to be there for. And the Sfasema says that his grandfather didn't explain this parable, but he explains it, and he says the point is that the idea of a sacrifice, in fact, is the primary focus, is the closeness that is achieved through bringing the offering before Hashem. That is the goal. And so basically, it doesn't really matter how you get there. The goal, the ultimate goal of the sacrifice, is the closeness to Hashem. And so, says the Sfas Emes, it doesn't really matter if you bring a large animal, a small animal, a bird, a meal offering, and so on. The ultimate goal is, I got here. The point of the sacrifice is to create that closeness. Hence, the word for a sacrifice in Hebrew is a karban. The word karban comes from the word karov, which means close. The purpose of a karban is to draw close to Hashem, to create a relationship with Hashem by bringing this gift for Hashem. No, Hashem does not need our gift, but we have the opportunity to give something to Hashem and thereby draw closer to Hashem. Much like if a child were to give a perhaps a silly, insignificant gift to a parent, and the parent really has no need for it. The child makes a little, I don't know, paper toy or picks some dandelions and gives it to the parent as an expression of the child's love. As I'm recording this, I'm looking at a little piece of paper that one of my younger children wrote that says, I love you, and it's hanging on my wall, and it's written in very sloppy lettering, but it's hanging here because it reminds me of my child and of how much he loves me and how much I love him. And so even though it's not elegant and it's not professional, but it's the feeling and it is the closeness that is created through that offering, as insignificant as it may seem from a worldly view, however, from an emotional view and from a spiritual standpoint, it is worth everything and it is priceless. And so the same thing with a karban. Says the Sfas Emes, the fact that it's worth more is irrelevant because the purpose of a karban has nothing to do with what it's worth, but rather it has to do with the thought and the intention behind it, and as the word karban. And I think we can answer another question with this, and that is that over here our sages teach that the most important thing is the intention. And elsewhere, our sages teach an idea that when it comes to mitzvah performance, we have an idea called mitoch lo lishma ba lishma. Do things not for purely for pure intentions. Do it even though you have a vested interest. It's not completely altruistic. Do the mitzvah anyways, because even though it's lo lishma, it's not for purely altruistic reasons, but eventually you'll come to a point where you will do it altruistically and with pure intentions. And yet over here our sages seem to indicate that pure intentions are a prerequisite, or at least very important, when it comes to bringing a sacrifice, which seems to contradict this other teaching. And perhaps we can answer that indeed one may be able to bring a sacrifice even if it's not completely altruistic, but by offerings, by karbonos in particular, the intention is of much greater import than it is by other mitzvahs. I can wear tzitzis, I can blow shofar, I can wave my estrog and my lulav on sukkahs, even if I might have a vested interest, some other vested interest, perhaps to show off how nice my estrog is, how well I can blow the shofar, etc. And it's still a mitzvah, not a perfect mitzvah, but there we have the idea, do it even with less than pure intentions because you are working on yourself to grow and to do it altruistically. By a sacrifice, however, by definition, it requires pure intention. And so while it may still be true that a sacrifice is valid if brought with less than pure intentions, but at the end of the day, there's a much greater focus on those pure intentions because that is the focal point. That is, by definition, what a korban is all about. I hope you enjoyed this message, and I wish you a wonderful Shabbos.